Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Of some of those banned from entering the country because of fears their views will foster hatred or encourage violence have been released. Dan Shaw is our Home Affairs correspondent.
What may surprise some people is that on the list is a US radio shock doc, radio chat show host Michael Savage, who has professed views about a number of things, including rape, homosexuality, immigration. He's written widely a number of books, very popular listen to American chat show host.
All the stories have been told of kings in days of old, but there's no England now.
So among those excluded, two leaders of a violent Russian skinhead gang, a former Ku Klux Klan grand wizard and a neo-Nazi, but also a radio talk show host. Isn't that sort of suppressing freedom of speech, in a sense?
Well, I have to say, this radio talk show host isn't your sort of Terry Wogan-type character by any means. This is somebody who has fallen into the category of fomenting hatred, of such extreme views and expressing them in such a way that it's actually likely to cause inter-community tension or even violence if that person were allowed into the country.
Well, I don't know who this pork eater is, but I have a question for her. I hear she's the Home Secretary of the former England. When has this witch heard my show since it is not syndicated in England? When has this witch listened to my program in England? And which show or shows is this witch referring to? Now, I will say this, that when I awoke this morning in the 7 o'clock range and went down to my computer, I turned on various websites. I go to the Drudge Report because it is the newspaper of today amongst anyone with a brain. You know that, and I know that. And it has some great, you know, linkages. I was shocked, and I thought I was seeing things when it said that Michael Savage banned in England. I said, come on, am I seeing? So the first thought I had was, darn, there goes the summer trip to receive their dental care. And then I'm going to have to give up my summer trip where I was going to do a tour of British restaurants for their famous cuisine. But then it dawned on me who they had linked me with. I thought this is a joke or a mistake. They linked me up with Russian skinheads who had murdered 10 people, Islamists who had smashed in the heads of Jewish children with rifle butts, preachers in the UK who call for the destruction and overthrow of the government. How could they put Michael Savage in the same league with mass murderers when I have never avowed violence? Had I avowed violence, I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't have lasted 15 minutes, let alone 15 years. In fact, my opinions are more in keeping with the mainstream of America than you would like to believe. I am closer to the heartland of America than is, let us say, this woman. I want to remind you, though, that the whole point of the First Amendment, which we enjoy in America, and apparently these Brits do not enjoy, is to protect offensive speech, not polite speech. Let me repeat that. The whole point of the First Amendment was to protect offensive speech, not polite speech. And I want to remind you, liberals, whatever happened to your famous sayings from the 60s, I may disagree with you, but I will fight to the death your right to say it. Now, I suggest that my 8 to 10 million listeners cancel their trips to England immediately and tell your travel agents why. I suggest you stop buying English-made goods. I don't know what they make anymore, but whatever they make, I suggest you don't buy anymore. If they want to play hardball, we'll play hardball. Will they ban my listeners from attending, going to their wonderful, great nation as well? I mean, I've been banned from Britain. I hadn't planned on going there. I hadn't been there in over 25 years. And when I woke up this morning, I thought, this can't be true. But the point is, today it's me, tomorrow it's someone else. And my second reaction was that the land of the Magna Carta has now become the land of the Mini Carta. They published 16 of the 22 names of those banned from England since October, but they didn't include six additional names, right? Now, I'd like to know who it is who put together this list. I'd like to know which six names are not being published. I'd like to know why they have not banned, for example, Kim Jong-il II, who allegedly has starved over a million of his own fellow countrymen to death. Is Kim Jong-il banned from England? What about Chavez, Hugo Chavez? Is he banned from England? He has driven half the Jews out of his nation with his hate talk. Is he banned by Home Secretary Jackie Smith? No, she picked an easy target. She doesn't know my show, obviously, but somebody in America sent her my name, and as a result of this, I'm going to sue her. I don't know if I can win. I don't know the laws of England. I have seven lawyers working on this right now. Britain defamed Michael Savage, putting me in a league with mass murderers because of my opinions. For this lunatic, Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary of England, to link me up with skinheads who are killing people in Russia, to put me in league with Hamas murderers who kill Jews on buses, is defamation. Moreover, I've been endangered by this lunatic. She has painted a target on my back, linking me with people who are imprisoned for killing people. Does she not think this will bring harm to me? And if she does, will she pay for it? We'll find out soon enough what the laws of England protect and don't protect. But even liberals listening to this show should be disturbed at the move by the British government, because they should wonder who's next. Today it's me, tomorrow it's you. And I have to say to you that this is, in some ways, people are saying, Savage, it's a badge of honor. Savage is a good thing to be on this list. Savage, this is the last gasp of a troubled Labour Party that is out of touch with the voters of England. According to the most recent surveys, Labour and highly unpopular Prime Minister Gordon Brown are expected to be swept from power by Conservatives at the next general election. That's all well and good. But will the Conservatives undo the damage that this lunatic has done? We'll have to wait and see. The Home Office of England said that I was banned because I am engaging in unacceptable behavior. Behavior? How is it behavior for me to publish books? Now, I thought about this, and it could be that my latest book, Psychological Nudity, on the cover of which you see Michael Savage and my 10-pound dog, Teddy, it could be that One-Armed Frank or Fat Al's Tuna or Dead Man's Pants or Woodchuck Bill or Love by the Sewer Plant, it could be that one of these stories is offensive to those in England. I really don't know. I do know this, that I've written many bestsellers, but prior to my political life, I had written about 18 books in the field of health that were well-received as well. Perhaps they're out of touch with the English today. Perhaps my books on vitamins and nutrition are considered a threat to the social order in England. Some would say, Savage, don't be so upset. It's going to help the sales of Psychological Nudity. Well, okay, great. Go on to michaelsavage.com and buy a copy and send it to a friend in England and tell him to walk around with it proudly. Do me a favor. It's not going to change my lifestyle. What other books have been banned and what other authors have been banned in relatively modern history? I'm in very good company if you want to look at it from that point of view. Did you know that Brave New World by Aldous Huxley was banned in Ireland in 1932? How about Candide by Voltaire, seized by U.S. Customs in 1930? How about Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak? Dr. Zhivago was banned within the ex-Soviet Union until 1988 because it's criticism of the Bolshevik Party. Now, that's very close to this group in England, isn't it? Did you know that Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift banned in Ireland? Did you know that Orwell's 1984 was banned by the USSR in 1950? Did you know that 1984 was nearly banned by the USA and UK in the early 60s during the Cuban Missile Crisis because it was thought to disturb the social order? How about the Satanic Verses by Rushdie? Did you know that The Sorrows of Young Werther by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe was banned in several European countries? Why? Because The Sorrows of Young Werther encouraged the suicidal deaths amongst some susceptible individuals. Oh, as well, The Call of the Wild by Jack London, banned in Yugoslavia and Italy. So in that sense, I could say, well, okay, take it with a grain of salt, look at what's coming from. On the other hand, this is a very dangerous thing indeed. This lunatic, Jackie Smith, in my opinion, has defamed me, and if possible, I will sue her personally. This is the Savage Nation. How do you feel about England banning Michael Savage? Do you think that's a good thing? Do you think that this is a good thing for freedom? Do you think that this is a good thing for liberalism? Do you think that this is a good thing for America to do? Do you think that I should be banned from the UK for denouncing the acts of terrorism committed and promoted by other individuals on the same unwelcome list? After all, I've denounced them. I've denounced the murderers that they list on that list. But to put me in the same list is astonishing. And what about those who compile this list of people to be banned from England? We were put on that list for our particular beliefs. Is that not correct? Well, by their own definition, shouldn't they be banned from their own country? Well, and by the way, did Reverend Wright make that list? Did Reverend Wright make that list? Is he banned from England? Was the mass murderer Kim Jong-il banned from England? My talk neither tolerates or encourages acts of violence, and yet it has been placed on the same level as those who have committed murder and acts of terrorism, and that shows you just how far England has fallen, and fallen, and fallen, and fallen. And we're going to talk about that today. The phone number here is 1-800-449-8255. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please hang up and don't listen to this program. Because if you don't read the web and if you don't know what's going on in the news, you are a person out of touch with reality. Many of my colleagues in the media have reacted with horror, some of whom are liberals. They're astonished, they're offended, they're frightened, they're angered. Not one person from Fox News has mentioned the story, and that is because, like Britain, the world of Fox News has banned Michael Savage a long time ago. That should tell you all you need to know. I'll be right back. Savage. So you have radical Islamists in the heart of England who this vermin will not throw out of the country. They're very brave when it comes to American talk show hosts, but how come these wonderful, brave British politicians in the Labour Party have nothing to say when it comes to those within their own midst who are threatening to destroy their own nation? It's very interesting. I looked into what this lunatic is talking about. Apparently, entry would be denied me under the EU law, under the Regulation 19 of the Immigration Regulations of 06, which allows a member state to refuse entry to individuals if they are regarded as constituting a threat to public policy. Did you hear this? A threat to public policy. So that means any minor bureaucrat, any apparatchik such as this lowlife, can say, well, you're a threat to my public policy. You can't come into my country. This is astounding, ladies and gentlemen. To ban a person for their speech when apparently this woman has never listened to my show. My show is not broadcast in England. When has the Home Secretary of England listened to the Savage Nation? And which particular show has she listened to? Something is wrong with this picture. I believe this is coming from somebody in the United States government rather than from England itself. But again, I want to remind you, if you're a new listener to my show, and many of you are now listening for the first time around the world, that you can hear this show on the internet, or you can see what I'm about by going to michaelsavage.com. Why don't you look at some of my books and read them for yourself and see if they pose a threat to the safety or order, or whether it promotes inter-community tension or such. Inter-community tension. Isn't that interesting? I would believe that Jackie Smith is promoting inter-community tension with this ban. The fact of the matter is, this is a very, very strange woman indeed. She has tried to restrict the word terrorism in her career, and I'll tell you more about this when I come back to this subject. But I'd like to hear what you have to say about Michael Savage today being banned from entering the United Kingdom based on my political viewpoints and my opposition to the global domination of Islamic Sharia law. I guess it puts me in the same company as Winston Churchill, And I guess it puts Prime Minister Gordon Brown in the same company as Neville Chamberlain. You see, Michael Savage, myself, received the Talkers Magazine 2007 Freedom of Speech Award. Did you know that? Did you know that I'm an ardent advocate for liberty and freedom and the leading opponent of global Islamofascism? Did you know that during the 1930s, Neville Chamberlain pursued a policy of appeasement that literally brought Europe to its knees before Adolf Hitler? Did you know that, according to Winston Churchill, the BBC banned Winston Churchill, Hitler's leading political opponent, from the radio? Did you know that after the beginning of World War II, the BBC censored Churchill? They considered him too inflammatory in his description of the Germans? Well, here we are again. Here we are again. This is the world that we have inherited. Hindi in New York, welcome to the Savage Nation from WOR.
Michael, I am furious, I am seething, I am beyond words, almost. Let me just tell you a couple of things. Firstly, I'm an Orthodox Jew living in New York. I've been living in this country for 25 years, and I am proud to say I'm an American citizen. And there's a reason why I became an American citizen. It's because I don't want to be British. I go back to see my family. I don't feel any whatsoever because of the way they treat people. They treat you. This is ridiculous. This is outrageous. Did you know, by the way, that Jackie's husband was made public that he tried to bill the House of Commons for adult movies that he'd rented, and he wanted.
No, I saw some of the scandals. But tell me about this Jackie Smith herself. She can't be a very popular figure in England.
I don't think anybody is very popular in the British government. My mother and I talk politics a lot. By the way, my mother is a fan of yours. When she comes and visits,
all right, Hindi, I appreciate your support. I know that you're upset right now. The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. Let's take the calls, not only from New York, from around the nation. Anyone in San Francisco, New York, Texas, Oklahoma. I'd even take callers out of England itself. Jackie Smith, you're invited to call. You have a very big mouth when it comes to going on the BBC, which you apparently own through your friendships. Jackie Brown, if you're listening to this show on the internet while your husband may be listening to something of another nature or watching something of another nature in the other room, Jackie, why don't you dial 1-800-449-8255, and we, of course, will pick up the bill. I know that you people are quite cheap when it comes to those things.
All the stories have been told of kings and days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore.
Who makes the final decision?
The final decision is made by me on the basis of advice that we gather from across government, looking at what we have set down as the criteria for unacceptable behaviour, fomenting or justifying or glorifying terrorism or serious crime or expressing views that are likely to cause intra-community tension in this country. So we've set down what those unacceptable behaviours are, and that we'll only lift that exclusion if you can positively demonstrate that you have turned your back on the actions or the attitudes that you had previously.
I think Jackie Smith should be deported from England because she's exhibiting the very thing she says that she's afraid of. She is causing inter-community tension. She has unacceptable behavior to any free citizen in the world, by the way. She is acting as a mini-dictator, saying that the decision of who to ban from the entire nation of Britain is made by herself. By herself. And that they'll only lift the exclusion if you can positively demonstrate you've turned your back on the actions or attitudes, thought control, that you had previously. Everything liberals said they oppose, they have become. And why do they not deport the folks at the London Central Mosque who claim they're going to overthrow the government and turn this once Christian nation into an Islamic caliphate? Listen to clip 14, right from the streets, recorded by Rusty Humphries in June of 07. I'm not making it up. Play it again.
We want Islam to be a source of governance for the whole of mankind. And we also believe that one day America will be ruled by Islam, because we have a prophetic tradition. You people believe in Jesus, and you people believe in prophecies. We also believe in prophecies. One of the prophecies of the Messenger Muhammad was that I will never come, i.e. the last day, which you also believe in, will never come until a group of the Muslims, they will rise and conquer the White House.
And this woman doesn't ban him. This woman doesn't deport him. This woman instead bans Michael Savage. And so it's the world of Humpty Dumpty. It's the world of upside down. And finally, perhaps some of you middle-of-the-road liberals, not you progressives, I've written you off a long time ago, but perhaps some of you liberals will finally come to understand the danger you yourself are in. And I'm going to ask you to do something. It's not going to put a penny in my pocket. Go to michaelsavage.com today, tomorrow, the next day, buy a copy of Psychological Nudity, and send my book. These are my radio stories. The book, maybe the book will be burned in England next. Send it to Jackie Smith. If she gets flooded with a few thousand copies of the book, she might actually read something that I've written. Because right now, so far as I know, she hasn't read any of my 24 or 25 published books, Jackie. I don't know what you've published. I can't seem to find anything under your name. But perhaps you'd like to read my Savage Radio stories. And perhaps one of these can be of some use to getting me readmitted to your wonderful nation. Los Angeles, Brian, KGIL, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, you stole our thunder. My wife just jumped out of her skin when she heard about this. She ran in and took one of the books, one of your books from the trilogy, that all the scouts are required to read for their citizenship of the nation, and she's going to send it to this gal. And I think we're going to write a couple of notes in there telling them how wonderful you are and how much we appreciate you.
Well, I'm officially barred from Great Britain, joining Muslim extremists, Russian murderers, etc. You find that offensive as well as shocking?
You bet I do. And I'm wondering if they're going to ban you from Canada also, to our wonderful neighbor to the north.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I didn't know that that was in the offering. We don't know. I actually don't care to go to Canada, but we'll have to wait and see. My concern here is what this does here in America. My concern is whether or not the liberals finally awaken to what's going on around them. But this is no laughing matter. Today it's me, tomorrow it's you. And remember, England is the land of the Magna Carta. And now it's become the land of the Mini Carta. And who put this list together? Why won't Smith not disclose the other six names who are banned from the country? Moreover, is Kim Jong-il on that list because he's allegedly killed over 1 million of his own fellow countrymen? Is Hugo Chavez on that list of banned people in England because he has driven at least 15 to 20,000 Jews out of his own nation because of his hate talk? This is crazy. Something's wrong with this picture. Now, you've been warned about the fairness doctrine. You've been told to expect a frontal assault on talk radio. But you haven't read The Art of War, have you? You haven't read nothing about The Art of War by Lao Tzu. The Obama administration is much more clever than that. They would never institute the fairness doctrine as a direct assault because you could nail them for what they are. Instead, they're doing it in this way. Instead, they're doing it in that way. Instead, they're going to do it in ways you could never imagine. That is the art of war, my friends. And make no mistake about it, we are facing an enemy that we have never faced in this nation before. Sun Tzu knew what the art of war was. Not Lao Tzu, sorry. Sun Tzu knew what the art of war was. And, of course, those who put this unknown senator into the White House, a man with no experience whatsoever, who is now running banks, financial institutions, automobile companies, and God knows what else tomorrow, what he might do tomorrow is anyone's guess. But whoever is controlling Obama is behind this, in my opinion. Something is wrong with this picture. Chicago, Mike, welcome to the program.
I think you hit the nail right on the head, Dr. Savage. I think it was somebody from the United States that gave them your name, and I think that you should be very aware of who's going to be backstabbing you in the future when and if you leave the country. They might try to do the same thing to you here and ban you, for even though you're a citizen. Banning you for hate speech or whatever malarkey they're going to come up with.
Well, they can't do that as easily in this country, can they? We have a First Amendment. The English do not have the First Amendment. You know that, Mike?
No, I didn't realize.
I don't think people understand that. We are protected by the First Amendment. They are not. They don't have such protections. But there's something in reverse that's in my favor. Defamation laws in America are very, very difficult to win. It's very difficult to win an defamation lawsuit in America. Extremely difficult. On the reverse, it's very easy to win a defamation lawsuit against a citizen in England. Their laws are totally different when it comes to defamation. Do you think this woman has defamed me by linking me with murderers? Do you think this woman has defamed me by putting me on a list of banned individuals for my thoughts and my speech as opposed to my actions? Well, if you do, then you agree with me. I believe that the Home Secretary of England either owes me an apology, takes my name off the list, or I'm going to sue her personally as a private citizen when she leaves office. And I don't know whether or not she is going to be protected after she is out of office from a defamation lawsuit, but I can guarantee you one thing. I will sue her until the last day on earth to prove that she, in fact, is the individual who the English should be afraid of, not me. Victorville, California. Grace, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I'm a first-time caller, and I am just seething. It's unimaginable to me how there is such a strong effort to stifle the First Amendment freedom of speech, which is what you are all about. And I heard it. I heard the beginning of the story on Jerry Doyle. And
God bless Jerry and such and other hosts who've covered this. I can't say that for many others in the business. But I want to thank Matt Drudge for running this all day. That's where I saw it, by the way. Woke up. Went on my emails, went on to Drudge Report, says radio host Michael Savage banned from UK for extreme views. Then it says Savage considering legal action against Britain's top security official. And my good friends and colleagues at WorldNet Daily, Joe Farah in particular, put his entire team of journalists on this all day. I have been deluged from the morning until I went on the air with requests for interviews. The BBC wanted me to do some television. I didn't have the time for it. ABC News wanted me on Nightline. I couldn't do it. I didn't have the time. There are other shows I won't name who have invited me on, and I will try to do some of them tomorrow to defend my name and my honor and, of course, the First Amendment. And this should transcend all political beliefs. America right now has to come together. This should be the spark that unites America, not disunites America. You should come to understand the danger we are in when we let such minuscule minds take away the very freedoms that your ancestors died for. And thank God. Thank God the United States of America was created specifically to get away from these midget brains over there in England. But this is a repetition of history, is it not? This is exactly what went on in England in the 1930s, just as Hitler was taking over one European nation after another. They had a leader who was appeasing him. The leader was named Neville Chamberlain. And they banned the one Briton who opposed Hitler. That is the most prominent Briton in the opposing Conservative Party, Winston Churchill. They would not let Churchill speak in the House of Parliament. They said he is speaking in evil ways or whatever about the Germans and the German people, and they wouldn't let him speak. And I don't have to tell you what happened soon thereafter. We are at war, ladies and gentlemen, and either you understand that you are at war, whether you want to be or not, and you decide which side to take, lightness or darkness, or you will descend, and I will descend with you into 1,000 years of darkness. That is where we are today in America. Oh, today it's Michael Savage, but tomorrow who will it be? Tell me who it will be tomorrow. Do you want to go into 1,000 years of darkness? I certainly don't. But if you leave me out here alone, twisting in the wind, you may be next, or someone that you admire on another side of the political spectrum could be on the list tomorrow because they fall in disfavor with a government. Don't you understand that? And so you have to do the right thing. I don't know what it is you want to do or what it is you have to do. I'll leave that to you. But this is a very, very, very dangerous time in the history of this country. And look where the threat is coming from. It's coming from England itself, our so-called father country, the country that this nation had such great relations with for so many years, has now become, what shall I say, a trustworthy partner in the war on terror when they've taken the side of terrorism itself? Don't you see what's going on here? Okay, I'll take the callers on the Savage Nation. Again, the phone number is 1-800-449. What we are talking about is the fact that I am the only American on that list in the media. Michael Savage, radio host, banned from the United Kingdom for my views, not for my actions. Notice what is going on here. I have been banned from the United Kingdom because of my views. That is thought control, my friends. The thought police are operational right now. How is that possible? Because you don't like what I have to say? Well, I will remind you that the First Amendment protects what I have to say and protects what you have to say, and I'll have to say to you again. The whole point of the First Amendment was to protect offensive speech, not polite speech. Polite speech does not need protection. Who is going to oppose it? It is offensive speech that needs protection. That is what it was written for. It was written so that the new America could give its citizens the freedom to speak out against government officials who would try to take away their freedoms. The First Amendment was written so that Americans would have the courage to stand up to any emerging tyranny in America that started to look like the very England that America broke away from. And so you must be very, very careful which side you take in this discussion. In fact, I would hope that the people who oppose my viewpoints most would support me now most. I'll be right back. Savage.
I want to welcome people to this country who have something to offer to our economy, culturally, who are willing to live by the standards that we live by in this country. But if people have so clearly overstepped the mark in terms of the way, not just that they're talking, but the sort of attitudes that they're expressing, to the extent that we think that this is likely to cause...
Oh, shut your snotty mouth, you lowlife, you. You gutter snipe. Get her off my show. She is now sitting as God and judge of people's attitudes as to who should be allowed in England. I don't understand how you English people have allowed a government of this low ilk to have achieved such power. It's astounding to me. And this doesn't make sense. But my producer has gone on to the Home Office website, and you're not going to believe what they said about me. It says, controversial daily radio host, Michael Savage, considered to be engaging in unacceptable behavior by seeking to provoke others to serious criminal acts and fostering hatred which might lead to intercommunity violence? I have never provoked others to serious criminal acts. The exact opposite is true. I have spoken out against those who provoke and promote serious criminal acts. This is a lie. This is a smear. This is defamation. The fact of the matter is, this woman has defamed me. She also, on her website, and I want you to listen to this carefully if you're an attorney, this is on their website. It says, a controversial daily radio host who provoked others to commit crimes. This is defamation. And if she does not retract this, if she does not offer me an apology, if I am not taken off that list immediately, I will sue her personally the minute she leaves office, the minute she is thrown out of office. I will sue her for every penny she is worth for defamation. And the only thing anyone ever understands in this world is the law. I live in a nation of laws, and so does she. She cannot simply shoot off at the mouth like this, put a target on my back, and expect me not to fire back. New York, Al, WOR, go ahead, please.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I don't think this is as much about England as it's about England doing the Obama administration a favor. And that favor is they're beginning to take the first salvo of going after talk radio. They've selected you to be the one that they're going to go after in terms of trying to get you off the air and censor you, and that they've called across...
Wait, this happened in England, though, not in America.
Yes, but I think the Obama administration is the one who started it, the one who called across there, and all they're doing is acquiescing to their to the Obama administration and what the Obama administration wants. And what
so you think that the Obama administration did this in order to set the stage for doing it here?
Yes, and you're the one that was targeted, and they're actually going to play a tag team here. What's going to happen is they're going to now say, look how dangerous Michael Savage is. He's so dangerous that the English now won't let him into the country. And they're going to backdoor the fairness doctrine, and you're going to be the first one they're after.
Well, they can try that. Again, we live in a nation of laws where there are different laws than they have in England. Again, the First Amendment protects me in that all they are saying about me is untrue. It is all false. And so if it's only a matter of perception, then therefore we are dealing with the issue of thought crime. We are dealing with the issue of thought crimes, which certainly don't exist in this country, or do they? I mean, if thought was a crime in America, we'd all be in prison. Isn't that right?
I think that talk radio is the only opposition left in the media to the Obama administration, and they're going to try to stifle it, and they picked you as the first example.
All right. Well, it's an honor roll, I suppose, on a certain level, but on the other hand, it's not something I had expected in my senior years. I'll have to deal with it. The question is, will they ban you too next? Will you be next? Today it's Michael Savage. Tomorrow it's someone else. And I'd like to know who the other six are. I'd like to know why this creature, Jackie Smith, won't list the other six. I'd like to know how she could put me on the same list as a Hamas murderer who was just released from an Israeli jail after 10 years for having smashed in the head of a Jewish child in front of his mother with a rifle butt. To put me on the same list as a Russian, two leaders of a Russian gang who served more than a decade in Russian prisons for racially based murders of 19 people? Is this not defamation? Think about this. Think about this lunatic in England putting me on the same list. Think about it and get back to me. Houston, Texas, David, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, this Bolshevik from Britain, she's a blessing to you, Michael, because it's like discovering cancer or an infestation in your house or a president like ours who sends the bust of Winston Churchill back to the Britons. That was a gift to our country, and he throws it back on them. Until you discover that cancer or that infestation, you can't address it. And now you can wrap your hands around it, and the monster's shown its head.
Well, that would be very fine if we had a government that was interested in the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. My third reaction today was, I'm going to try to have a First Amendment attorney call Eric Holder, my attorney general, whose views I disagree with, and say to him, as an American citizen, I want you, Eric Holder, to defend me. I want you to go after the British government and make them remove my name from that list and send me a letter of apology. Do you think Eric Holder will do that?
Of course not. But, you know, I find it ironic that you had been talking about Winston Churchill being the black sheep when Neville Chamberlain was in power or in place.
I hear you, but I'm just flat out of time. I'll be here another couple of hours here on the Savage Nation. Be here.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Among those excluded, two leaders of a violent Russian skinhead gang, a former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard and a neo-Nazi, but also a radio talk show host. Isn't that sort of suppressing freedom of speech, in a sense?
Well, I have to say, this radio talk show host isn't your sort of Terry Wogan-type character by any means. This is somebody who has fallen into the category of fomenting hatred, of such extreme views and expressing them in such a way that it's actually likely to cause inter-community tension or even violence if that person were allowed into the country.
All the stories have been told of kings in days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore.
The names of some of those banned from entering the country because of fears their views will foster hatred or encourage violence have been released. Dan Shaw is our Home Affairs correspondent.
What may surprise some people is that on the list is a US radio shock doc, radio chat show host Michael Savage, who has professed views about a number of things, including rape, homosexuality, immigration. He's written widely a number of books, very popular, listen to American chat show host.
Here I am, a kid from Queens, New York, grew up reading Orwell, grew up reading Huxley, read 1984, read Brave in the World, read It Can't Happen Here, and here it is happening here. And look where it's happening. Look where it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Savage banned from the United Kingdom because not because of my actions, but because of my views, my political views. Now, this is an emerging story. It will be emerging over the next days and weeks. And apparently, my show has been picked up in England because this just came out in the British newspapers minutes ago. We just got this a moment ago from the Daily Mail UK by James Slack. Talk show host to sue Home Office over link to neo-Nazis and Muslim preachers of hate and list of 22 banned from Britain. Let me read you the article. Updated minutes ago. A U.S. radio presenter who was included on the Home Office's list of 22 people banned from entering the U.K. is suing the British government for defamation. Mike Savage told the San Francisco Chronicle that being included in such a crowd is no laughing matter, and he is now preparing legal action against Home Secretary Jackie Smith. And they quote me, "This lunatic is linking me up with Nazi skinheads who are killing people in Russia. She's putting me in a league with Hamas murderers who kill Jews on buses," he said. "I have never advocated violence. I've been on the air for 15 years. My views may be inflammatory, but they're not violent in any way," close quote. He said he has been defamed and endangered by the British government action. Quote, "She has painted a target on my back, linking me with people who are in prison for killing people," he said. "Does she not think people might hunt me down?" Savage said he has had no contact with the British government or with Smith's office and has no idea how he ended up on the Home Secretary's list, close quote. So it is emerging, and we'll give you the latest news throughout this hour, the next hour, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow on the Savage Nation. But you have to understand that your world has changed, as has mine. You may think this is only about me. You are wrong. It's about all of us. It's about every person in America who reads, any person in America who writes, any person in America who blogs, any person in America who speaks, any person in America who has a radio or television program. It is about all of us. The whole point of this is that it's about all of us. And that's why I say this story is not going to go away, unfortunately. I, again, will hold out a hand to this creature in the Home Office, who, by the way, by all polls, will be thrown out of office very soon. And I will sue her as a private citizen. I do not know if she is going to be protected by British law. We will find out very shortly. If not, I will sue her for defamation. But I will tell her that she has a chance right now to make right by me. If she will send a letter of apology to Michael Savage saying she was misinformed, if she will remove my name immediately from this list of individuals, I will consider removing my threat of a lawsuit. Otherwise, I will not stop until I am in a court of law in England and Home Secretary Jackie Smith, who will soon be private citizen Jackie Smith, has to face me and has to answer for what she has done to my reputation and my name. I have spent my entire life building my reputation. I have earned degrees from great universities. I have written over 25 books that have been published. I have saved many, many plants in rainforests. And I will not have some little twit in the British government defame my name unto infinity. I will defame her name. Her name will be darkened, not mine. I am a national treasure. You are a national disgrace. Now, I can take your calls in order to gain my breath, but I don't think I'm going to take your calls right now. I'm going to play There's No England Anymore while I catch my breath, and I'll be back in about 15 seconds. So start the music, guys. I have a lot more to say.
Of kings and days of old, but there's no England now. Won or lost, somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. All the lies we were told, all the lies of the people running round, their castles are burned. Oh, I see change, the inside.
It is the Savage Nation.
As we ever were.
Banned in Britain. Banned in Britain. There's a wonderful article written by Ben Shapiro, Savage's Badge of Honor, where he writes the following. He said the British government's decision to ban Michael Savage from entering the UK based on his political viewpoint and opposition to the global domination of Islamic Sharia law put Savage in the same company as Winston Churchill and Prime Minister Gordon Brown in the same company as Neville Chamberlain. Remember, Savage is the recipient of the Talkers Magazine 2007 Freedom of Speech Award. He is an ardent advocate for liberty and freedom and a leading opponent of global Islamofascism. During the 1930s, Neville Chamberlain pursued a policy of appeasement that brought Europe to its knees before Adolf Hitler. Even as Hitler planned his domination of the globe, the BBC banned Winston Churchill, Hitler's leading political opponent, from the radio. Even after the beginning of World War II, the BBC censored Churchill, considering him too inflammatory in his description of the Germans. Today, as Britain gradually kowtows to Islamofascism in the form of domestic acceptance of Sharia law and radical Muslim rallies, they seek to censor Michael Savage in the same way they censor Churchill. By placing Savage on the same list as representatives of Islamic terrorists and neo-Nazis, the Brown government has attempted to draw a moral equivalence between those groups that speak out against Chamberlain-esque appeasement of Islamofascism and the appeasers and Islamofascists themselves. This moral equivalence is utterly false, and worse, it is dangerous not only to free speech values, but to the continued freedom of the West against those who would seek to enslave it. Brown will be listed in the history books alongside Chamberlain as an appeaser of tyranny, and Savage will be listed alongside Churchill as an advocate of liberty. Today's Gordon Brown-led British government is an appeasement-oriented as its 1930s predecessor. According to the Telegraph, just last week, the leader of the radical Islamofascist group Hizb ut-Tahrir held a rally in London in which he called on his followers to support jihad against Israel. 4 years ago, Tony Blair promised to ban another group from Britain. According to the Telegraph, last month, the British government, led by Brown, was forced under pressure to deny entry to Ibrahim Moussaoui. Until conservative opposition arose, the Brown government had been prepared to admit Moussaoui to speak at the University of London. Moussaoui describes suicide bombers as martyrs and calls Jews a lesion on the forehead of history. According to the Sunday Times, quote, Islamic law has been officially adopted in Britain, with Sharia courts given powers to rule on Muslim civil cases. The government under Brown has quietly sanctioned the powers for Sharia judges to rule on cases ranging from divorce and financial disputes to those involving domestic violence. Ben Shapiro goes on, considering the historical position of past liberal British administrations, radio personality Michael Savage finds himself in the best of historical company with Winston Churchill based on the position that the Gordon Brown government has taken towards Savage today, said a spokesman for Talk Radio Network. Winston Churchill claimed that in the years leading up to World War II, he was banned from the BBC for a period for up to 8 years. He was put into political exile where he was labeled an extremist at a time his voice and free speech was needed most. This attempt at marginalizing Savage and Savage's free speech is no less egregious than what Churchill experienced in the hands of Chamberlain's government. It simply validates how history does repeat itself when history's lessons are not learned by leaders of this modern age. TRN went on to say, the American way is sustained by the linchpin of freedom of speech. TRN's position, that's my syndicator, towards all of its hosts is that of the classical liberal who says, even though I may disagree with you completely, I will fight to the last breath to defend your right to speak freely. Sadly, the Brown government veers away from this, abandoning its principles and departing from the position of its own people. So, do you think this is my badge of honor? Do you think that the British government owes me an apology? I'd like to play a little bit of music, perhaps not Living on a Thin Line by the Kinks, which I love very much. How about any one of the others? God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. Had it right. There is no future in England. They were the renegades. They were the outlaws in the music world, and they were attacked by that government. They saw what was coming in their own deranged, drug-infested minds. They sensed what was coming. And you liberals once sensed that fascism might appear its ugly head in the United States of America. You feared it, but little did you know that it was your head itself that you feared.
God take the queen. Money and I figure out.
what I'm going to suggest you do. Go to michaelsavage.com, see the articles written on WND and all the other sites that are covering this story today. Check out a copy of my new book, Savage Radio Story, Psychological Nudity, and send it to England to Jackie, the Home Office Secretary. Send her a copy of my book. Maybe it's one-armed Frank that she's afraid of. Of intimidation by the radical left. Here is a woman, the Home Office Secretary, who's enmeshed in a deeply embarrassing scandal at home, which you won't read about in any of the American newspapers who are covering this, is that her husband apparently watched pornography at the government expense. You may say that's a small affair. It's not a small affair right now in England. It's a monster affair. And again, I am calling for this woman to remove my name from that list, saying she did never listen to my show, because apparently she hasn't. For the things she is saying about me, the things that are posted on the Home Office website, they are defamation. They are defaming my reputation and my name. She is saying that I have promoted violence. She is saying I caused the deaths of people. It is on the Home Office website. I will sue her personally. I will sue her personally. She has an opportunity right now to apologize, remove my name from that list. I will not stop until my name is cleared and her name is smeared. Now, who is this individual is the question. How in the world did a woman of this low caliber wind up as a mini dictator in the Home Office position is the real question. What kind of judgment does Gordon Brown have that he would permit this out of control Miss Smith to do such a thing? Now, she is known, if you want to read about this, Aaron Klein has written a great article on WorldNet Daily, which I'm not going to quote. She sought the tracking of emails. She sought the tracking of telephone calls in England. She has tried to redefine terrorism in ways that would be understood only by George Orwell. She wants internet firms, electronic communications to be monitored. She says her priority is to protect the citizens of the UK. Now, here we have liberals around the world who are attacking George Bush for having intercepted phone calls and emails amongst very few American people who are communicating with potential terrorists overseas, and they were rightly concerned about the loss of freedom in the First Amendment. But now we have a Home Secretary in England who is advocating intercepting a giant government, creating a giant government database to garner electronic communications made by all in Britain, according to this article. And there's not one word from the American left. Not one word from those who claim that they care about freedom of speech. Among those that I am lumped with, and this should bring sadness to every Jew and every Christian listening to this show, is a man named Samir Kuntar, who was released from Israeli prison last year in an exchange with the Hezbollah terrorist organization. Kuntar was serving multiple life sentences for murdering three Israelis, including smashing to death a four-year-old girl with the butt of his rifle in front of his mother. In April of 22nd, 1979, this man led a group of four terrorists who entered Israel from Lebanon by boat. They murdered a policeman. The terrorists then raided an Israeli border town, broke into an apartment, and took hostage 28-year-old Danny Haran with his four-year-old daughter, Einat. The mother, Samda Haran, was able to hide in a crawl space above the bedroom with a two-year-old daughter, Yael, and a neighbor. The mother smothered her daughter to death while trying to mute her cries. Kuntar shot Danny Haran to death and then beat to death Haran's daughter with his rifle. This low-life piece of garbage in England dares put my name on the same list as his?
Savage.
You have to understand where this is coming from. This is coming from one individual in England named Jackie Smith. She took credit for this list. Do you have that interview where she's asked who compiled the list? Play that for a moment.
Who makes the final decision?
The final decision is made by me on the basis of advice.
All right,
that we
so this little tin pot dictator, Jackie Smith, took it upon herself to lump me in with child killers and mass murderers and such. But she's extremely unpopular right now in England because the London's Daily Mail referred to Smith's strategy on radical Islam as attempting to portray Islamic terrorists as nothing more than cold-blooded murderers who are not fighting for any religious cause, which, of course, as you know, is false. 2 weeks ago, there was a huge public outcry over her proposal to change the language regarding Islamofascism. And 2 weeks ago, Smith dropped a plan to allow the police to monitor and store in government databases information on citizens' internet use and email messaging. Did you hear this? 2 weeks ago, this woman, who has banned me from England on her own, she dropped a plan to allow the police to monitor and store in government databases information on citizens' internet use and email messaging. So that's the kind of individual this is. She is an anti-liberal, as any liberal would understand. Phone number is 1-800-449-8255. I have those of you who are into the the good news, bad news thing, or in every cloud there is a silver lining. I have a strategy as well. We got the address of Jackie Smith. We put it up on michaelsavage.com. Jackie Smith, Home Office, Direct Communications Unit, 2 Marsham Street, London, Southwest 1P4DF. Send copy of Psychological Nudity to the woman who banned Savage from the UK. So go buy an autographed copy, or actually you get a picture of Michael and Teddy, my tenant. I wonder if my dog would be banned as well if I appeared at Heathrow with Teddy, the 10-pound poodle. I wonder if he'd be considered potentially to incite kennels, inter-kennel anxiety or something like that. And send it to her. Maybe something in the book will bring this poor woman to her senses, and she will send me an apology, remove my name from the list, and I will consider not suing her. It's possible she doesn't actually know what I've written. It's possible she doesn't actually know what I've said. Because if you read the Home Office website, it says that I've actually caused the deaths of individuals. You've got to understand that this is defamation by any definition. I want to remind all of my listeners and the new listeners to the Savage Nation that I am an immigrant's son. I am a radio star in the United States of America. I am not on a dozen stations. I'm on over 300 stations. I hold a master's degree in medical botany and a master's in medical anthropology. I have an earned PhD from the University of California at Berkeley in epidemiology and nutrition sciences. I am the author of over 25 books, an ardent conservationist. I am dedicated to my family and my nation. To learn more about the author, go to michaelsavage.com. Okay? Chicago. Arlene, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Here, here. Congratulations, Dr. Savage. Not only are you a national treasure, you are now a worldwide icon. This lady probably doesn't keep her feet on the ground because she's got oxygen between each ears, and she doesn't know she's got a tiger by the tail. Go, go.
Okay. Well, with listeners like you, I feel a little safer. I must tell you that. New York City, WOR. Eli, welcome to the program. Your comments, please.
Yes, hi. I first heard about a story on Steve Malzberg's show, and he highly thinks of you as a role model. And I just pointed out that it's like it shows how strong your word is. It just shows everybody what your word means.
But you're missing the point. Of course I'm a patriot. Of course I stand for borders, language, and culture. Of course I stand for family values. Of course I stand for traditional America. But that isn't the point. She put me on a list with murderers, child killers, racists. That's the issue.
And the question is where it's coming from. Is it coming from the United States?
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know where it's coming from. Anthony, San Francisco, KNEW, my home station. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I'm just curious if there's a parallel here with what happened with Lord Monckton that you had on a few weeks or maybe not even.
Right. Lord Monckton came on this show. He's a scientist who has been banned from the U.S. Congress by the Democrats because he wanted to debate Al Gore. He was invited to debate Al Gore and refute Al Gore's lies with the truth, which is that we're actually in a period of global cooling, not global warming. But he was not permitted to speak. He was not banned from America, though.
Correct. I mean, I'm looking at your website now, and you've got his link on there, and I'm just curious. I mean, some of your affiliates may not stream your show, and they may not do podcasts, that you might want to put links onto your website so that the people in England can easily access that.
All right, we'll consider it. I have enough to do today. I've been up since 7 in the morning. And as I say, when I first awoke, normally I try to avoid the computer because my eyes are killing me lately. I come down and I say, I'm not going to do it. I turn it because I'm addicted to the computer. But did the quick email, then went on to the Drudge Report, which I tend to go on first thing in the morning and see what his headlines are. And I think millions and millions of people understand that the Drudge Report is America's newspaper today. I mean, there's no question about it. Everyone I know under the age of 40, none of them buy newspapers. They all go on the internet. And if they read one site, they read that site. And the article, it stunned me, the headline. Radio host Michael Savage banned from the UK for extreme views. I said, this can't be real. And being comedic to a certain extent and being able to react sometimes to terrible things with humor, I immediately thought, darn, I won't be able to continue to go. I won't go to England this summer to experience their great medical and dental care. But then the shock wore in, and I realized who they lumped me in with and how dangerous this is and how defaming it is. And I considered legal action against Britain's top security official. And I called several top First Amendment attorneys who are now researching this question of whether or not she is potentially sued. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'll find out very soon, tomorrow and the next day, from my attorneys, and I will inform you what my strengths are and whether or not I have a case. But I will not let it go. This has defamed me. Aida in New York City on WOR. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. As a Cuban-American, I just want to express my support and stand in solidarity with you. I may not always agree with what you say, but I certainly support 100% your right to say it. You are, it's sad and it's ironic because I think you are one of our most passionate and outspoken denouncers of totalitarianism, one of our most passionate and outspoken.
You know, it's interesting. She put a list of people banned from the UK. Is Reverend Wright on that list? After all, Reverend Wright espoused hatred. He created intercommunity anxiety, did he not?
Is Louis Farrakhan?
Shall I play Reverend Wright's hate speech for you again so that perhaps they can pick it up in England? Was that not transmitted in England? Obama's a preacher who for 20 years espoused nothing but hatred in his church in Chicago. Is he on the hate list? Is Kim Jong-il on the hate list, the man who has allegedly caused the death of a million of his fellow countrymen through starvation and torture and death camps? Is he on the list? Is Hugo Chavez on the list, the man who's driven 2/3 of the Jewish community out of his country? Why is that being swept under the rug? Has Jackie Smith put any of these individuals on the list? Has Fidel Castro been put on the list? I mean, you talk about being Cuban. Is Fidel Castro a friend of the First Amendment? Is Fidel Castro a friend of freedom? Aida?
He's a friend of terrorism, and he supports terrorism all the way around the world. And it's very
well. I wonder, is he on this list, or is it only radio talk show hosts who are not knuckling under to the PC establishment? Okay, I'll keep taking your calls. Fairbanks, Alaska. Jeff, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, I'm a proud liberal, and I defend to the death your right to say what you got to say.
Well, but you see, you're a real liberal. I'll bet you're over 50.
I am, sir.
See, but that's the difference, Jeff. The fact of the matter is, you are last of the Mohegans in the liberal world, Jeff. Most of them would not stand with me, never mind to the death. They would like to throw me to the wolves, Jeff, because they say that they don't like what I say, and I have no right to say it, Jeff. They've lost a complete understanding of their own nation and the foundation of the nation. This nation, Jeff, as you know, was founded in opposition to this very type of thinking that we're seeing coming out of England today, Jeff.
I quite agree, sir.
Jeff, let me send you a free copy of Psychological Nudity, because I believe of all the callers I've had today, you're the one person I'd like you to have it for free. 1-800-44. Oh, I got a very humorous email this morning from a cruise ship company that if only I could find it, I would be consider myself a happy man for the moment. I don't want to misquote the gentleman, but you have to hear. It's one line. It's very funny. Hold on. Dear Michael Savage, just a thought about Great Britain. I am more than happy to facilitate a New York to London transatlantic cruise and conference to test the backbone of the heterophobic, pro-Islamic, anti-Judeo-Christian, pseudo-tolerant Brits. Maybe we can add Daniel Hanan as a special guest speaker to stick the government in a real catch-22. Hope you are doing well. And that comes to me from Sovereign Cruises. It would be very interesting if I had, let's say, 1,500 individuals on a Michael Savage Freedom of Speech tour to England, and the ship was not permitted to dock at Southampton. Do you think the Brits would turn away all that money? Do you think the Brits would turn away all of that foreign currency? It'd be very interesting to see if we could sort of repeat history in a way when a ship from Europe filled with Jews was turned away from New York City. It'd be very interesting to show the world what Britain has fallen to. San Francisco, KNEW. Mark, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I'm a Marine Corps Vietnam vet, so I'm already on my own country's terrorist watch list.
Oh, yeah, of course you are. Do you know how to use a gun?
Yes. I have no problem volunteering to be on Britain's and Canada's watch list in solidarity with you.
Mark, maybe I will call for an inter-community anxiety meeting. And maybe I'm going to see if I can only rally the vets of the San Francisco Bay Area to some meeting somewhere in uniform to see what they think about Jackie Smith and her policies.
Well, I'm from Santa Barbara, but my body's in North Dakota right now listening to you on the
internet. Boy, this sounds like a discombobulated call. thanks for the sentiments. Again, you think this is a laughing matter? It is not a laughing matter. This is a very serious matter. Joe in New York City, WOR, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, my question for you is, and this is rhetorical in nature, I'm sure, have you heard from the White House on this matter? Has that worm Gibbs reached out to you to say, we're not going to stand for this from England? That we're going
The fact of the matter is, I am a citizen of the United States of America. I believe that the Attorney General of the United States has an obligation to defend me from this smear and to make certain that my name is removed from that list. And I am actually working through attorneys who are First Amendment experts, who are liberals, who are very high up in the food chain and liberal establishment, so I'm told, who are going to approach Eric Holder and give him an opportunity to show which way the wind blows in his administration and where he stands with regard to freedom of speech. We will find out very soon whether the Obama administration believes in such watch lists or does not.
And I think that the administration silence speaks a thousand words. And I just want you to know that you have our full support, Dr. Savage, and good luck to you, sir.
Well, thank you. I have 8 to 10 million listeners every week on the Savage Nation, and that's a fact that's published by Talkers Magazine, not by myself. That means through the course of the entire week, with regard to whenever the show is played and wherever the show is played, I have between 8 and 10 million listeners to this show. If my name is not removed from this watch list, if this woman does not send me an apology, or the British government itself does not send me an apology, I am going to call for all 8 to 10 million of you to cancel all visits to England over the coming year, to stop buying goods that come out of the United Kingdom, and we are going to show the muscle and the power of the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. Savage. As I said, this horrible, horrible defamation of Michael Savage, the story is emerging now. This just came out from the Daily Express in England moments ago. Now the other side, the other political party that's about to take power very shortly when these bums are thrown out, is saying that shaming 16 so-called extremists is a gimmick in Sistories. They're calling it a gimmick. Shadow Secretary Minister Baroness Neville Jones added, "It looks like it's been cobbled together in a few hours without any serious thought. Why has it named just these 16 people out of the 22 it has excluded since October? And why has it not mentioned equally unpleasant people, such as the extremist preacher Yusuf al-Qadari? The government still does not explain the basis on which it admits and excludes people. By picking and choosing which names to publish, the government is trying to give the impression of being tough. Those banned, and by the way, the reason this is controversial, I think you don't understand this, the reason this has caused an international incident is not because this list exists. Most of these people belong on the list. It's because it includes Michael Savage, talk show host, who has never avowed violence, or I wouldn't have lasted 15 seconds in talk radio when I've been on for 15 years. And so this is the interesting thing. The list includes former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard Stephen Donald Black. Does he belong on the list? Russian racist Ryuno and Sakachevsky, the two are serving jail sentences connected with leading a gang in 20 racially motivated murders. Would you put me in the same category? The Muslims on the list include a Lebanese terrorist who killed a four-year-old Israeli girl, by the way, by bashing her head in with a rifle butt. But Ms. Smith, the woman who has compiled this list, I am reading, has recently faced heavy criticism for banning anti-Muslim Dutch MP Geert Wilders while allowing Islamic rabble-rousers to freely enter Britain. A total of 22 people are named on the list, but six have had their identities kept secret by the Home Office. 1-800-449-8255 is the phone number. MichaelSavage.com is the website. Go to my website tonight or tomorrow. Find her address. Her address is up there, Jackie Smith. The new headline on Drudge just now changed it to the major headline. Savage vows lawsuit after UK ban calls for boycott of travel. You know, they want to get cute with me. They have to understand that there are responses that I'm capable of provoking. And if they want to try to attack me, they've got to remember they're a rather small country, aren't they now? I may not exactly speak the King's English, but who does speak the King's English? I do quite well for a man who doesn't speak the King's English, but I have a number of really wild bestsellers to my credit, wonderful advanced degrees to my credit, great research to my name, and I have an honor to uphold, my family honor, my family name is at stake. I did not work all my life so this lowlife, beer-swilling mutt can drag me through the mud and put me in league with murderers and racists. And so I'm going to say, I am again offering the hand of friendship to this low-life, beer-swilling mutt in England. Listen, you beer-swilling, low-life mutt, you. You get my name off that list right now. You apologize to me, and I will consider not suing you personally. Moreover, you can tell your queen that I will call for a boycott of all travel to Britain by my 8 to 10 million listeners. And remember this, conservatives travel. Conservatives spend money. Conservatives buy wine. Conservatives buy beer. Conservatives buy kilts. Conservatives buy jewelry. Conservatives buy things British. I am a great supporter of things English. I will continue this discussion every day until my name is withdrawn from that list and I have a written apology where they say, I'm sorry, we are mistaken, we never heard your show, this was sent to us, and we apologize. We can leave friends. But if that does not happen, I will escalate my calls for a boycott. I will start a letter writing, an email and Twittering campaign against England and traveling to England. I will then go the next step and I will bring a lawsuit against Jackie, darling, when you are a private citizen. And we will soon find out if you are as proud of being the mini dictator that you are today, when you have to face the world alone as I am today, when you are no longer protected by a government, as I am not. Look at this.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Some of the articles about this scandal that is emanating from England and from this offensive labor secretary includes one by Brian Maloney of the Radio Equalizer, which he entitles The Last Gasp. And he says, troubled labor bars outsiders with dissenting views ahead of a crushing defeat at the next general election. Britain's dying Labour Party government has pandered to its politically correct base by publishing a list of undesirables banned from entry into the UK. Making headlines here in America this morning is the fact that syndicated talk show's Michael Savage has made the list along with individuals considered by Labour to hold extremist views. According to the most recent surveys, Labour and highly unpopular Prime Minister Gordon Brown are expected to be swept from power by Conservatives at the next general election. Regardless of how one might feel about Savage and his often atypical views, that's not the issue here, he writes, so let's take the emotion out of it. There's no known evidence that he's made any attempt to visit Britain or spread his political philosophy in England in any way. But many of the others on the list are Islamic extremists clearly bent on promoting terrorism in that country. Have a few Jews and others, including the Kooky Phelps family, been thrown in as some sort of PC balancing act? Especially curious is the fact that Home Office Secretary Jackie Smith has not provided any specific information on the move to ban Savage. But the Telegraph suggests it may be related to his questioning of Obama's belief system. After years of criticism, the tougher exclusions policy is an attempt to take, quote, stronger action against those we suspect of stirring up tensions, close quote, said the so-called Home Secretary. More than five people are being excluded a month. However, while the strict measures ban extremists from entering Britain, questions are being asked, what about the continued threat from within? Jackie Smith has faced repeated calls to ban the Hizbullah Tahrir group and the successor organization of Al-Muhajirin, both of which Tony Blair promised to proscribe in 2005. They insist they're nonviolent. However, the organizations which have thrived on university campuses are accused of providing a gateway to more extremist groups. Also excluded is Michael Savage, a right-wing American talk radio host with 8 million listeners a week who describes his own style as explosive and liberalism as a mental disorder. He once asked whether President Barack Madrasa Obama was a so-called friendly Muslim or one more radical. The Home Office said that Mr. Savage was considered to be engaging in unacceptable behavior by seeking to provoke others to serious criminal acts and fostering hatred, which might lead to inter-community violence, close quote. For the left, this stunt by Britain is sure to backfire as it propels Savage into the headlines and sparks a fresh round of curiosity about his show. His ratings could easily double and book sales could be jump-started, particularly as curious Britons wonder what the fuss is all about. Remember that this Radio Equalizer column is not necessarily a defender of Savage's viewpoints and that this site has been criticized by Savage himself during the program. But this move is silly, akin to Janet Napolitano's right-wing report that similarly proved embarrassing for her office. In fact, that story is back in the news today as it has been revealed that Homeland Security issued and quickly retracted an extremism dictionary. Britain certainly has a sovereign right to deny entry to anyone it seems undesirable, but this move should be seen for what it really is, a public relations disaster for a dying government. Another host has had problems with England. Joining us now is talk show host Rusty Humphries, who has had a run-in with England's parliament himself.
Hey, Michael, thank you so very much. First of all, I want to say how shocked I was to see that you were actually named by this Home Secretary Jackie Smith. Yeah. You and I go way back, and as you know, and I know there's a lot of people who've never heard of my name, Rusty Humphries, or my radio program that's heard on a lot of these radio stations, I'm not a talk show host that just goes out there and talks and yappity-yap-yap. I actually go and investigate this stuff. I've been to Afghanistan. I've been to Iraq. I've been to Guantanamo Bay three times. One of my recent trips, I went to Afghanistan with the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. It's a guy named General David Craddock. And after I went to Afghanistan, and by the way, we went and we talked to a lot of Afghani people. And you get a sense of, you know, when you listen to the mainstream media, you keep being told, they all hate us, Michael. All we hear is they hate us, they hate us. That's not the information I get when I talk to the regular folks on the street. They are so thankful. Their daughters get to go to school. They can actually farm something other than poppy and drugs. They actually have a chance at life, and they realize that. And most of them are very, very thankful. It's amazing how the people, Michael, who have the most are the least thankful. And I wanted to go to Britain. I'd heard so many stories of Arabia, how Paris have been changing. You've been talking about it on your show. I talk about it on my show. But I've been hearing a lot of things as well about England. And so after I went to Afghanistan, we decided to go over to Britain and do two things. One, we wanted to talk to the Minister of Parliament, George Galloway. This guy is the guy who has supported Hugo Chavez. He supported Castro. He supported Yasser Arafat. We went in and interviewed him, talked to him for a few minutes, and within 10 minutes, by just asking him questions on his support for terrorists, his support for communists, he lied, said that we were there under false pretenses, and had us held for 2 hours inside of Parliament, and then I've now been banned from Parliament for life.
No.
You're not the first guy. You've been banned from the UK. I'm banned from Parliament because I asked a question of George Galloway, who, by the way, has been implicated quite a bit for the oil in the oil for food scandal. So we don't know how dirty this guy is. But after that interview, we went over to the London Central Mosque. We went on a Friday. Friday night in the mosque is very similar to Sunday morning for a Christian church. And we went to the London Central Mosque, and outside, after the prayers, this protest began. And it was a protest of about 5,000 people, and they started chanting these kind of slogans.
British Queen, go to hell!
British Queen, go to hell!
British Police, go to hell!
British Police, go to hell!
So after just watching this for a couple of minutes, and I'm seeing women in full burqas, Michael, I'm seeing men as angry as they can be. They're just mad. They're angry. They want blood. So I walked up and I just talked to an average guy in the street. It wasn't like I was looking for, you know, the extremists. These were men and women at the London Central Mosque, the mosque right in the middle of London. And I went and I asked, what do you think about America? And one guy told me this.
We call the American a disease. Whichever country you go to, you touch that and the people die. This is what happened.
I then started going around and just asking random people at this protest, what is it that you want? I talked to this one man. He told me this.
We want Islam to be a source of governance for the whole of mankind. And we also believe that one day America will be ruled by Islam because we have a prophetic tradition. You people believe in Jesus, and you people believe in prophecies. We also believe in prophecies. One of the prophecies of the Messenger Muhammad was that I will never come, i.e. the last day, which you also believe in, will never come until a group of the Muslims, they will rise and conquer the White House.
So, Michael, he's talking about prophecies. He's talking about the Muslims are going to rise up and conquer the White House. And I said, okay, do you have any proof of this?
We have some facts from our Creator, yeah? And one of those facts is that the Christians and the Jews will hate the Muslims. So when I say to you, you hate me, it's not because I know you personally, because the Creator of the heavens and the earth has already informed me that the Christians and the Jews will never like Islam and Muslims.
So there's nothing we can do to be friends.
There is something you can do to be friends. You can become Muslim. and you can call yourself, not John, you can call yourself Abdullah Muhammad, no problem.
One of the reasons for this protest, Michael, was, and by the way, again, Michael, we were at the London Central Mosque. This is right in the middle of London. And again, these are the guys, it's okay for them to protest. It's okay for them to say the most vile, hateful things, yet they want to ban you, Michael Savage, from going to the UK.
Well, how can they allow this but ban me?
Again, I'm going to play some more of these clips because I find it shocking. Not just shock. It's funny in a way that they would go after you in America. You're not a guy that goes over and causes trouble. You're not in the middle of the streets trying to get people to hurt each other. These people are. They're calling for it. One of the reasons for the protest outside the London Central Mosque is they were very angry at Salman Rushdie. Salman Rushdie is the guy that wrote that book, Satanic Verses. Tony Blair and the Queen had given him an honor a few days earlier. Were they mad at him? Yeah, and I can understand them being mad. If somebody wrote a book against Jesus, I'd be upset about it too. But I asked them, what was it that Salman Rushdie did so bad?
What he did was to make fun of the Messenger Muhammad and his wives and mock them.
And obviously he did write a book later on mocking Islam again. So obviously anybody in Islam that ridicules and makes mockery of Islam is condemned completely. And obviously there's severe punishment for somebody like that.
As a matter of fact, you talked about the death penalty for Salman
Rushdie. Somebody mentioned obviously it's the capital punishment. I understand obviously in America they have capital punishment as well. But obviously as Muslims, obviously we would enforce that an alim or a scholar comes forward and obviously puts forward the implementation of what Islam says.
So you think Salman Rushdie should be dead?
Obviously, what I say is we should follow Islam. And whatever Islam says, obviously, I don't transgress the boundaries set by Islam.
And Islam says he should be dead.
Obviously, you need to go ask the scholar for the opinion in it, because I'm not qualified in that.
So continuing and asking questions of these men on the street protesting at the London Central Mosque, I wanted to go and talk to some of the women who were in the full burqas. None of them would talk to me. They were very frightened of what their husbands would say talking to me, another man. But I asked them if they believed in freedom of religion. Again, as they're protesting and calling for the death of the Queen and calling for the death of Salman Rushdie and calling for the death of Tony Blair and for George W. Bush, the British police officers were just standing there looking at them and not doing anything. Nobody cared. There were a few cameras, but nobody else cared about it. And I asked him, do you believe in freedom of religion?
I don't believe there's anything called freedom of religion, because freedom is an absolute term. Because what is religion? Religion, per se, is a set of ideals, set of customs that people adhere to. Now, are we to say that Muslims, for instance, can practice the Islam fully in America? Say, for instance, I was a Muslim in America. Could I call for the destruction of the American government and call for the Islamic State in America? No. So where's the freedom of religion? There is none.
So they didn't believe in freedom of religion, didn't think they had it. So then I wanted to know, okay, well, how do we stop this thing? Is there a way to stop this fight between the West and Islam?
If you stop killing us, if you stop bombing the Muslims, if you stop occupying our land, we will stop and cease to continue. Knowing that, I remember a few years ago, Sheikh Osama bin Laden, he offered a truce to the American people. Knowing that, Sheikh Osama bin Laden, or Osama bin Laden, like people like to refer him, he said, I address the American people. Stop your government from their oppressive crimes against the Muslims. That's how we can stop this war.
Michael, we've talked about this on your show and on my radio program. Books have been read, but for some reason, people don't want to hear the message. The message from the Muslims in the London Central Mosque was pretty clear. They want to rule the world. They're not going to stop. They are very happy with doing whatever they can. And this idea that there's a moderate Muslim and there's extremist Muslims, they don't seem to think that. They seem to think that they're all on the same page there in the London Central Mosque. What will Islam do? I asked a protester.
Islam will dominate not just UK, not just the Muslim lands, but even America. And it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
This from the birthplace of the Magna Carta, Rusty?
One last thing. I was talking to one of the leaders. He had been up earlier in the day. He had a bullhorn. He was yelling and screaming and chanting and getting the massive crowd riled up. Certainly more than anything I've ever seen you do. I mean, he was calling for the death of people, nothing that Michael Savage has ever done. Michael, to include you in a list with Fred Phelps, to include you in the list with the leaders of KKK and some of these other terrorist, true people that want to hurt other folks, it is insulting to freedom of speech. It's insulting to you. It's insulting to me and to all of your listeners. I have a lot more audio, and maybe some other time we'll come on the program and play you some more. But the idea that those men can go out and say what they want to say, and that kind of language be encouraged by a minister of parliament like George Galloway, and yet you're kicked out of the country, you can't go to, you're barred from the UK, I find it insulting, and thank God we broke away from that coward country. Michael, thank you very much for having me on the Michael Savage Show.
Rusty, thanks for being on the Savage Nation. I'll be back. Savage. Some of the other stories that have come out about this horrible scandal coming out of England. Banned by UK, Savage hits back. Radio talk star blocked from visits along with terrorists and neo-Nazis. Another article from WND is Savage's colleagues react in horror. And another article on WND is UK Smith known for redefining terrorism. And she also saw tracking of emails and telephone calls. Astounding, isn't it? Even the liberal San Francisco newspaper has called me saying that they're shocked by this action. They asked me what I thought, and what I answered was, when I woke up and saw this morning, My first thought was, damn, there goes the summer trip where I plan to have my dental work done. The Savage Nation host joked in an interview Tuesday. My second thought was, darn, there goes my visit to the restaurants of England for their great cuisine. I then added, you know, the issue is no laughing matter. It represents a serious threat to free speech. See, today it's me, tomorrow it's someone else. My first reaction is this can't be happening, that the land of the Magna Carta has now become the land of the Mini Carta. It's astounding to me that they would link me up with Islamic murderers who smashed in the heads of Jewish children with rifle butts, jailed Russian gang members who killed up to 10 people. How is it possible that my speech, which they may disagree with, has never advocated violence? Moreover, who is it who compiled this list? The Home Secretary of England cited public interest reasons for not disclosing the other six names on the list. That's pretty amazing. So a secret list, thought control. You know, my other feelings are this. I mean, I said this to newspapers today. This lunatic in England is linking me up with Nazi skinheads who are killing people in Russia. She's putting me in a league with Hamas murderers who kill Jews on buses. I have never advocated violence. I've been in the air for 15 years, and I wouldn't have lasted 15 minutes had I advocated violence. My views may be inflammatory, but they're not violent anyway. Moreover, I have been defamed and endangered by this British government. Why? Because she has painted a target on my back, linking me with people who are in prison for killing people. Does she not think people might hunt me down? No, she has defamed me. I believe liberals themselves should be disturbed at this move by the British government, because they should wonder who's next. Now, you have to look at this hate list put out by the British government of banned people. And did Reverend Wright make that list? Why is the mass murderer Kim Jong-il, who allegedly starved over a million of his own people, is he banned from England? And by the way, they say that I have beliefs that are worthy of being banned from the UK. I ask you, shouldn't those who compile this list and denounce the promotion of violence in the name of a particular belief themselves be banished from the UK? How could you put my talk, words, which neither tolerate or encourage acts of violence on the same level as those who have committed murder and acts of terrorism? Doesn't this show how far the British Home Office has fallen from basic common sense and human dignity?
Savage.
Many talk show hosts have come to my aid. Many have come to my aid, but I'm sorry to tell you, no one on Fox is even mentioning this story. It's interesting to me that I've been invited on CNN. I've been invited on ABC News. I've been called by newspapers around the country, but apparently, in addition to England banning Michael Savage, well, your friends at Fox banned me from that country a long time ago. With England trying to silence me because of my so-called extremist views, this shines the spotlight on our own nation's freedom to speak and the left's attempt to shut us all down. Joining us today to discuss this new threat to talk radio and our free speech is Brian Jennings, whose new book is entitled Censorship, the Threat to Silence, Talk Radio.
Hi, Michael. I so much appreciate being on your program this afternoon.
What was your main idea behind this book?
Well, when I started writing the book, I wanted it to be a collective book of collective radio voices to speak out on the fairness doctrine. And with my background in radio for 40 years and crisscrossing the nation for about 1.5 million miles, anticipating I would eventually write this book, Michael Savage has been a big part of it. He is the topic of free speech as we know it. And there are many occasions when language to some is over the edge. But at the same time, this is a country about free speech. And I defend the ability to have a free speech in America. I defend his show and every step of the way. Speech has to be free in America. It can't be legislated. It can't be regulated.
Why do you think now more than ever our freedom of speech is being threatened?
Well, I think the far left is really upset with conservative talk show hosts across America. And they really absolutely want to regulate free speech rights in America on broadcast airwaves. What has happened with When the Fairness Doctrine was repealed in 1987 by President Reagan, we only had 125 radio stations around America doing talk radio at the time. Now we have 2,000 radio stations plus doing talk radio. Repeal of the Fairness Doctrine was a good thing for free speech in America. It was bottled up under the Fairness Doctrine from a standpoint that we as broadcasters feared doing anything out of line, feared controversial topics, and we were always afraid of being turned in by a listener or a group to the FCC, where we could be fined or potentially even lose our broadcast license. So back then, before 1987, when the Fairness Doctrine was repealed, we stayed away from controversial topics. Talk radio was really quite boring back then. It was advice shows, and we never tackled controversy on the air. Well, as soon as President Reagan repealed the Fairness Doctrine, right out of the gates, numerous conservative talk show hosts around America cropped up. And as a result, the floodgates were open, and speech was finally free on the radio.
Why do you think shows like mine are so popular on talk radio?
Well, conservative talk radio became popular because there was so much pent-up demand for it. Conservatives were literally shut out of the media before 1987. And because of that, conservatives as a whole felt that they were shut out. And as soon as a conservative voice was heard on America and airwaves, the floodgates were open. There was so much pent-up demand and so much of a marketplace for conservative ideas. Before 1987, the world was very politically correct then, and it still is, except that we don't have Big Brother overlooking our shoulder and saying that we can't think a certain way or saying that we cannot speak a certain way. So because the overall media was perceived to be so liberal by so many radio listeners back when it was repealed, there was a huge demand for conservative values in America on broadcast airwaves. I remember I was programming in Seattle at the time, and there wasn't a day that went by that I didn't get a call from a listener just begging for one conservative talk show on the station I was programming at the time. And I felt that there was a huge demand for it. So when I finally went to KVI up in Seattle, and we were able to establish what many broadcasters feel was the first all-conservative radio station in America, it took off like wildfire. It went from number 23 in the market to number one. And that was back in the early days of 1991, when more conservatives were available on the air. We finally put a lineup together, and off it went. It was just an amazing thing to watch.
How would the new Fairness Doctrine work to censor talk radio?
Well, the Obama administration, many Democrats have sent a trial balloon of the Fairness Doctrine throughout America. Many Democrats this last year and earlier this year, right after the inauguration of the president, suggested that it was time to return to a Fairness Doctrine. Among them, Bill Clinton, for instance, and there were numerous others. They soon realized that there was a huge pushback. Conservative talk radio really let fly. And there was so much criticism of it that they had to back off. It was a trial balloon, no question. However, these same Democrats still want to regulate radio. What they're doing is they're going through the back door through the FCC with a couple of ideas that are so wide open and so interpreted so loosely that they would be able to achieve Fairness Doctrine-like regulations. One is called localism. Localism is simply a means where the FCC could require stations to provide more local programming and thus less conservative syndicated talk, such as what is heard on Talk Radio Network, and require stations to put on more local hosts and diversify their programming. There is, under the banner of localism, a proposal called Programming Advisory Boards. In a report issued in January of 2008, there were 8 mentions of programming advisory boards required for stations. Now, these boards could be made up of just about anybody in the community, especially liberal groups, who could then complain about a station's programming, and you know who would be on these boards. It would be ACORN members or other radical leftists with the intent of shutting down conservative talk. So thus you have the new fairness doctrine. The administration and Democrats who want to regulate radio will not call it that. They deny that they want to have a fairness doctrine, even though many of them have called for it. But this is their way to go through the back door in a stealth manner to regulate radio, and their intent is to get rid and destroy many elements of conservative talk radio.
Well, with Canada not standing up for free speech and what's currently going on in England, how close do you think we are to something like that happening here in the United States?
It's just across the border, and interesting you would mention that, because with the news out of the United Kingdom that Michael Savage is banned from traveling there is just an incredible development. Banned from traveling to the United Kingdom because of his views. And they are making public 16 individuals who they will not allow into the United Kingdom because of their personal views and the fact that they have expressed them. Well, Michael Savage has been singled out because of what they consider to be radical views, and that although they did not name specific instances, you can bet that it is because of Michael's views on radical Islam, where Great Britain has frankly kowtowed to radical extremists, and Islamic law has spread throughout Western civilization. Well, the same thing is starting to happen in Canada. There have been many instances in Canada, as you mentioned, where the Canadian Human Rights Tribunals have gone after people for expressing views, whether those views were on homosexuality or religion or Islam, and they have come down and fined people and banned them from writing or even broadcasting their views ever again. The same thing is basically starting to happen in America through organizations like the Council for American-Islamic Relations, which, of course, went after Michael Savage in such an onerous way, trying to shut down his programming, going after Michael Savage advertisers. There is no respect for free speech rights by these groups unless it is on their terms. And their terms are the only terms that they support free speech. You notice many of these groups will say, well, we support free speech, but. They always use that word, but.
Thanks, Brian. We must protect our freedom to speak. Our nation was founded on this very principle.
Michael, thank you so much. It's been great to be on your show. I wish you well, and I encourage you to always speak freely.
I'm Michael Savage. We'll be right back.
Savage.
The news of my being banned from England has reached across the globe. Joining us now from Jerusalem is author of The Late Great State of Israel, Aaron Klein.
Thanks, Michael. Well, here in Jerusalem, your being banned from Britain has been making news, so I decided to look into just who is this British Home Secretary, this Jockey Smith, that has banned you and grouped you together with a bunch of terrorists and child murderers. So let's look into Smith just a little bit here on the Savage Nation. First of all, just a little while ago, this past January, she initiated a British government program to adopt new language when it comes to Islamic terrorism. Actually, what she's urging is top lawmakers in the UK are not allowed to use the word terrorism or Islamic terrorism anymore. Instead, they're supposed to refer to that phenomenon as anti-Islamic activity. That's right, no more terrorism. Instead, it's anti-Islamic activity. I just want to quote Smith here. She told the media, quote, "As so many Muslims in the UK and across the world have pointed out, there is nothing Islamic about the wish to terrorize. Nothing Islamic about plotting murder, pain, and grief. Well, I guess Mrs. British Home Secretary should come to the Middle East and meet with Hamas or Islamic Jihad or Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or any other Islamic terrorist organization that will explain to you that it's actually specifically dictated in the Quran, as they read it, that they're supposed to wage a jihad using suicide bombings, using rocket attacks against civilian population centers, and essentially to murder, cause pain and grief in order to spread Islam around the world.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, let's look at some other initiatives she tried to carry out in Britain. Just 2 weeks ago, actually, on April 27th, Smith, the Home Secretary, nixed a plan that would have created a giant government database that would have stored all personal, private citizens' electronic communications, emails, internet inputs, where you browsed on the World Wide Web, as she has been advocating for the last 2 years at least, to create a giant government database to store citizens' private emails and other private data. What she claims is that this is necessary, this data is necessary for the police and other British law enforcement agencies in order to combat terrorism, which, by the way, is a word that now she's not allowed to, nobody in Britain is allowed to use if you're in the government. But anyway, she argued that it was necessary to create this giant database to combat terrorism and also just public crime. And this has caused a lot of outcry in the UK. Actually, one columnist who is definitely not a conservative, his name is Simon David Jenkins, just to give you an example, he wrote in the London Times that Smith may be a pocket dictator, and he referred to her internet storage plan as, quote, truly Big Brother stuff. Then just 2 weeks ago, on April 27th, she nixed the plans for a government database, but instead she is compelling private companies in the UK to store citizens' data on their own. Apparently, she wants the private companies, in other words, Facebook operating from the UK, America Online in the UK, any internet provider to store all of British citizens' internet input, emails in databases on their own, which, by the way, is apparently going to cost these companies altogether about $4 billion. And then, according to her plan, which she still wants to continue, the British government law enforcement agencies will be allowed to get the information of private citizens. Just instead of storing it themselves in the government, they can get it from the private companies. Unbelievable stuff.
What about the others I'm being grouped together with? Isn't this crazy?
She has Samir Kuntar, who is a child-murdering terrorist. This is a member who is allied with Hezbollah, the Hezbollah terrorist organization in Lebanon, who in April 22nd, 1979, led a group of terrorists who entered Israel from Lebanon by boat. As soon as they got into Israel, they immediately murdered a policeman who discovered them. Then they went to an Israeli border town, broke into into an apartment. They took hostage a 28-year-old man named Danny Haron, along with his 4-year-old daughter, Einat. Meanwhile, the man's wife, Danny Haron's wife, heard that somebody broke into the apartment. She quickly hid in a crawl space with her 2-year-old daughter, Yael. And when her 2-year-old daughter was crying while the terrorists were in the apartment, the mother, Smadar, in trying to mute her daughter's cries, she accidentally smothered her daughter to death. Anyway, Samir Kuntar, this terrorist who's also been banned from the UK, went on to kill the man he was holding hostage and then take his rifle and smash his 4-year-old daughter's skull to little bloody bits. That's just one person who has been grouped together with you, Michael Savage. Another one is Yunus al-Ustal, who I've interviewed several times. He's a member of Hamas's parliament. Hamas, of course, a terrorist organization that calls for the murder of Jews, the destruction of Israel. Hamas is kind of ideologically connected and allied with the Al-Qaeda terrorist group. Anyway, this man, Yunus al-Ustal, who's now been banned from Britain with you, has been publicly advocating for years for suicide bombings and other sort of attacks against Jews. And just in the last few months, he went on Palestinian television and used the Quran to justify obligating women to carry out what he calls martyr attacks. So he says that women also need to join the jihad. He's been banned from the UK. And then, by the way, the Drudge Report is linking to a BBC profile where they go through the different people who have been banned from the UK. And when it comes to you, to Michael Savage, they are claiming that you, quote, are seeking to provoke others to serious criminal acts, end quote. And it could be that they got this information from the UK. So they're completely mischaracterizing, falsifying who you are. Anyway, so we're continuing to pay attention here in Jerusalem because obviously it is as concerning to Israel and to those who seek the spread of Western democratic values that you would be banned from the UK.
Thanks, Aaron. That just shows how unbelievable this is, that they are banning me. I could say, well, okay, take it with a grain of salt. Look at what's coming from. On the other hand, this is a very dangerous thing indeed. This lunatic, Jackie Smith, in my opinion, has defamed me. And if possible, I will sue her personally. This is the Savage Nation. How do you feel about England banning Michael Savage? Do you think that's a good thing? Do you think that this is a good thing for freedom? Do you think that this is a good thing for liberalism? Do you think that this is a good thing for America to do? Do you think that I should be banned from the UK for denouncing the acts of terrorism committed and promoted by other individuals on the same unwelcome list? After all, I've denounced them. I've denounced the murderers that they list on that list. But to put me in the same list is astonishing. And what about those who compile this list of people to be banned from England? We were put on that list for our particular beliefs. Is that not correct? Well, by their own definition, shouldn't they be banned from their own country? Did Reverend Wright make that list? Did Reverend Wright make that list? Is he banned from England? Was the mass murderer Kim Jong-il banned from England? My talk neither tolerates or encourages acts of violence, and yet it has been placed on the same level as those who have committed murder and acts of terrorism, and that shows you just how far England has fallen. And fallen, and fallen, and fallen. And we're going to talk about that today. The phone number here is 1-800-449-8255. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please hang up and don't listen to this program. Because if you don't read the web and you don't know what's going on in the news, you are a person out of touch with reality. Many of my colleagues in the media have reacted with horror, some of whom are liberals. They're astonished, they're offended, they're frightened, they're angered. Not one person from Fox News has mentioned the story, and that is because, like Britain, the world of Fox News has banned Michael Savage a long time ago. That should tell you all you need to know. This is the Savage Nation. With God's will and your listenership, I shall return. Savage.